Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can you help me, please?
Can we help you?
Yes, ma'am. Get after me. Love my baby.
My rival is a baby blue racing car.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're talking about Viva Las Vegas. The king, baby. A great, fun, nostalgic movie for us Las Vegas locals.
I'm so glad you had a fun time with it.
I did.
I know that you guys didn't want to watch a musical, but I thought it would be a really fun movie to talk about.
It was a hoot.
Yeah, it was a hoot.
Good. And it has just as much, if not more, unintentionally hilarious misogyny than some of the sci-fi movies we watch.
Yeah.
Jude sent us a text this week earlier, a few days ago. She goes, I can't find this movie anywhere to watch. I can't watch this movie. It's not on the internet anywhere. I'm like, that's probably not true, but okay, good. Don't tell her, you know. And she's like, I was going to type back, you know, maybe we should pick another movie. But then she goes, never mind, I found it.
And you were like, fuck.
So, you know.
I just couldn't find it for free anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I cussed. We probably maybe start over. Why don't we do that?
We're past a minute.
But
I'll pad the runtime a little
bit. But I told my wife, I go, I have to watch Viva Las Vegas this week. She's like,
Really?
She goes, well, can I watch it with you? And I'm like, yeah. So it ended up turning into a thing with my wife and my mother-in-law.
Nice.
Right? And we watched it yesterday afternoon instead of doing a watch party. I did a watch party with my wife.
Oh, so, you know, cute.
But it was fun. I really enjoyed this movie. And I immediately fell back in love.
With Anne Margaret.
With that smoke show.
God.
That is Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was 30 years older, I would have just gone upstairs.
I was looking at this lady. I'm like,
ripped one out.
What happened to humanity?
I know.
This is like, what? Gosh, she was freaking
listen, man.
Smoking
there's,
hot. Yeah.
There's something special about that generation.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In their prime.
Yeah,
just amazing.
Just the first shot of her, it, like getting out of her sports car and those teeny tiny shorts that she's wearing.
Oh my
god!
Oh,
some changes, haven't you?
I got my little secrets.
Yeah, I can tell.
Like, immediately, Elvis and the other guy is like, her legs go for days.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe these legs she's got?
And then the camera shot where she
right
just,
on
like,
her ass.
Walks into it.
Right on the ass.
We have to, like, trick her into leaving her car here so that we can take her out on dates.
Your motor's broken.
Broke? But it was running perfectly when I pulled up here.
Like a whole day.
A day?
Maybe two.
Straight up lied to her so we can steal. Did you, when he was like, hey, did you get a registration out of the car so we know what address she lives at? I'm like, what the fuck?
Stalkers.
Man, how else are we going to find that girl? We're going to go to every strip joint in town until we find her.
They just went to the casinos and went to all those showgirl shows. Because she is that hot. They automatically think she's a showgirl.
Yeah.
No, even better. Lifeguard.
Lifeguard.
Yeah. Lifeguard. Yeah. 100%.
But let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Viva Las Vegas. This is going to be a great conversation. If you're offended easily, be gone.
Yeah.
Because this is a movie.
What brought you here?
Yeah. Fair warning.
These movies were made for real people. Okay? Not your bullshit fucking, you know, whatever.
For real people.
Not your easily offended, soft,
soft
snowflakes.
I'm gonna put the
soft.
Say it again. Put the camera on him. Say it real hard.
Soft.
There you go.
S-A-W-F-T. Soft. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Jude, take it away.
1964. Viva Las Vegas.
Can't help but sing it.
Rated approved.
Perfect. That's a great rating.
Great.
I love it. A for approved.
Approved.
Approved by what? And for whom?
With a runtime of 1 hour, 25 minutes. This had a budget of $1 million. Nice. What do you think this brought in?
Oh, God.
A boatload of pills and alcohol. That's what it brought in.
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches. All right.
Yes, sir. $1 million? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it was just Elvis and his buddy hanging out in Vegas. Just,
this is, I think, probably the most popular Elvis movie.
Is it really?
I think so.
Well, the song, Viva Las Vegas, does it come from this movie or did the song come first and then they made the movie because of the song?
Correct me in the comments, but I believe that the song was written for this movie.
Okay, so it's specific for this movie. Because when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's...
A lot of iconic dance numbers and music numbers in this movie. Like, I love my baby. Yeah. That's iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the song was the titular song for this movie. It was written for it. And they wrote the script in 13 days because originally it was going to be like a completely different movie. And they were like, well, why don't we just go to Vegas and hang out for a while? Yeah.
That's the way
it's
to
like
go.
It's like an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
So take your guess.
8 million. Well, hold on. 54. This is like peak Elvis.
64.
64?
Mm-hmm.
Peak Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
70 million.
Wow.
I don't know.
That'd be like, that'd be like a $4 billion movie.
It's the king, baby.
Vader.
I'm going to go under, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should.
I don't know what money means, guys.
I'm going to say.
I believe it brought in money.
I told you pills, hookers, and whiskey.
If you judge by today's standards with these $250 million whoppers, if they make like three times their budget, they're considered massive successes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you think it's.
So I'm going to just. I'm going to go lowball. I'm going to say $2.5 million.
Okay. Had a budget of $1 million and it brought in $9 million.
Wow.
In 1964.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's nine times its budget.
People loved this movie.
Man.
This movie actually came out at the height of Beatlemania.
Oh, wow.
And the Beatles movie that was released either the year before or this year, same year as Viva Las Vegas, only made like $6 million.
Mm. So.
The king.
That's the king.
That's why he's the king.
That's the king.
I love the king.
Hail to the king, baby.
You ready?
I am an Elvis fan. I'm not going to lie. I
am too young to claim that.
Yeah. I'm too young to claim it, too. I just like his music. I think there's something special and iconic and timeless about it. So,
mm-hmm. Jude, take it away. What happens in this movie?
There's a race in Las Vegas, and Elvis is entering his one-of-a-kind car. He's got a custom motor waiting in L.A. for him to purchase. But first, he's got to chase Anne Margaret around Las Vegas, lose all of his money, get a job as a waiter, then break up with Anne Margaret, who suddenly hates racing, before he can enter the Formula One race, and get back with Anne Margaret, who likes racing again. When a faulty manhole cover takes out his best friend's car during the race, thank you for getting that, Elvis doesn't even look back. He wins the race and the girl, marrying Anne Margaret and saving the day? Discuss.
Yeah, we need to talk about Death Race Las Vegas at the end of the video. But
yeah, yeah. We'll
man,
get there. Look, okay, so fun. Go ahead.
I'm still in love with Anne Margaret.
Dude, she's so hot.
I was scrolling through pictures of her. I just during the movie, I'm like Anne Margaret photos. No naked. I didn't look any naked. But
God damn,
dude, she's still alive. She's 82.
She's still beautiful.
She's still gorgeous. It's like I'm looking at pictures of her when she's like 70 and I'm going, yeah, I'd probably smash. you know, for real. She's this iconic beauty, man. I just cannot get over
that scene at the university where Elvis is meeting her there and she's like doing her little dance number and she's wearing those tights that are kind of see-through and no panties.
Yeah,
oh
bro.
My God. Yeah, I'm like, that's
and so she's I'm doing that jig.
Oh, yeah.
The 50s and 60s dance. Yeah. My mom danced like that when she goes to parties.
Really sexual.
It was really sexual for 1964.
I'm sure. But I love it when she's like, when the king is like, I'm going to take you out to dance, baby.
It's like,
or something. dance or something.
Rusty, I thought maybe you and I could go dancing or something.
Oh, you want to go dancing?
Or something.
Yeah. And he keeps saying, or something. Maybe not dance. Maybe something else.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go, and she's out there just freaking nailing the dance moves, right? She's out there just doing the jig.
At the University of Nevada.
University of Nevada.
UNR. Down there hanging out with Igor and the professor.
Yeah.
So
she was looking fine. She was doing her groove. And then the king gets up there, and he starts doing his thing. And it's so lazy. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but dude,
it's the king.
He got some hip shakes in there.
Oh, yeah. You know, he got... You know, he got this fucking Forrest Gump fucking. Well, I like the way you move. Can't do that again. You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, when Elvis moves his hips, I get a little.
Do that funny little walk.
I just
do that funny little walk for me, kid. Yeah. Like, that was a weird conversation. I'm gonna.
That was Kurt Russell, by the way.
That was. It's not Forrest weird. Listen. Elvis shaking his hips turns everybody on. It's okay. You don't have. It's not a gay thing.
You
it's
speak just, for yourself, buddy.
Whatever.
Pause. What was that?
That was Kurt Russell who was playing Elvis, and it's only an audio file.
Oh, it's a voiceover.
It was a voiceover.
But that's Kurt Russell plays Kurt Elvis Russell. In Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
dude. Did you know?
I did not know that.
Did you know that Kurt Russell's first movie when he was like 9 years old was with Elvis? He kicked Elvis in the shin because he didn't give him a quarter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And and then he runs away, and I was like, oh, dang, kids these days are crazy.
It's a good one. It's a good one, boy.
And it was fucking little baby Kurt Russell. Uh-huh. I was like, that's so crazy.
They're all nuts.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's been in front of a camera since...
ever.
Forever.
And we'll talk about his Godzilla show here in a minute. But, this movie's...
Sorry, I derailed you.
That's no, this movie's so fun.
It is. It's.
I'm
so glad that you had a good time.
Listen,
with it.
I was so annoyed with Jude when she picked this movie. I was like, fucking Viva Las Vegas. Yeah. I want saucer men from outer space eating brains and stuff. You know, but I'm not Viva Las. Okay, fine. But you know what? You killed it again.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being a good sport.
You saved Retro Rewatch.
Aww.
It was. You know,
was it lacking this year?
I thought it was a little lacking this year.
Okay.
But you know, this was good.
This movie is so overtly sexual.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I love.
It was so funny, dude. Dude,
they would not make this movie now.
Literally, a scene where Elvis jizzes all over his friend, the guy he's competing with.
With
the fucking bottle, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know what happened. Oh, that's crazy." Oh, come here, baby. You don't know what you're missing.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Oh, 100%. But
it's a phallic.
It's a huge
champagne bottle.
Dick.
That he fucking
he shakes it, and then
off.
Pops it, and then jizzes all over that guy's jacket.
Want me to count? No.
And Anne Margaret.
It's
like, oh, God.
And he's like, oh, sorry about that, baby.
Yeah.
I can't control myself. I was like, what the fuck?
It's so good. I love it.
And then,
Ann Margaret jizzes all over the both of them with the oil can.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. If we would have gone fishing, none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's so much sexual stuff. I'm a deviant, sorry. So, like, I'm watching
this
stuff.
It's a very sexual movie.
And there are scenes where they're doing, I can't remember what dance move or what song number it was, but they were both singing and dancing together. And the camera would be, like, right up in his face, and he's going, oh, yeah. And then it cuts to her face, and she's going, oh, yeah, baby. And it goes back and forth between the two of them, and I'm like, they're fucking.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're fucking
but you
right
see,
now.
That's the thing. Back in the 60s, there was like a moral standard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to be clean.
And you got to be clean.
But you got to do it.
But the art form of it is making it dirty as hell.
So dirty.
But nobody knows that they're being dirty as hell.
But you could have that camera angle on a woman's hips and on a woman's ass because it was beautiful and sexy without being sexual.
Right.
But if you showed Elvis's hips, it was too much for the women.
Well, that was the whole thing about the showgirls and stuff back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about subtle.
Do you remember the Follies Brigere?
No. What?
Follies Brigere?
Yeah.
It was a huge show. It went on for decades in Las Vegas. It was like the most popular show.
The purple, the white, or the red?
I believe it was the one at the Flamingo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just so, ended that like a couple years ago.
Yeah, and it was like one of the first topless shows in Las Vegas.
Oh, they didn't show that part in this
movie.
No, obviously. That's one thing I said when I was watching this. I was watching it with my wife and my kid. Here's the thing.
The thing is, you can watch this show with your kid because they're not going to catch
it. They're not going to get it.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the filthy stuff that's thrown in there.
So I turned this movie on. It was like 8 o'clock or something like that last night. I turned the movie on and I'm sitting there watching it. And then my kid walks in and he's getting to the age now and he's in school. So I'm like, you stay up. I don't care.
Yeah,
stay
for
up.
Sure.
But this is what I'm watching. Mm-hmm. You're not turning it. This is what we're watching. And he's like, oh, okay. He sits down and watches it. And he, Dad, who's he? And I'm like, that's the king, mama. Well, what are you talking about? That's Elvis. That's the king. That is Vegas right there.
Let me educate you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the mayor of Vegas.
That is Vegas, buddy. Yeah. So I was having fun, like, kind of watching him watch like, basically historical document about Vegas. And he just had this, like, perplexed and very interested look on his face the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's the king. And he's watching. Yeah. He fell asleep eventually. But it was fun to watch it with him. But the interesting thing, my wife was watching it with me, too. And she's like, how is it even a question who this woman is supposed to be dating? Like,
she's a player, man.
That dude, the straight-laced rich guy who, like, races cars, and he's very aristocratic and very smart, has a level head.
He's the count of race car driving.
Right? He's like the man. She's like, that is the obvious choice for her.
Right.
Because he's a man, and Elvis is acting like a fucking child right now.
He was.
Because he burst into...
The waiter thing was great.
Dude, the waiter thing, when he bursts in with the guitar, and he just starts singing, and everybody's like...
He falls into a pool and loses all of his money.
Yeah, yeah. But then he walks around in that same wetsuit for, like, the next five scenes, and he's like, are you going to change, bro? He's like, no, man, I'm the king. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Air dry.
Yeah. It is. It's Vegas summertime.
Yeah.
You know.
It's going to dry out in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's no big deal. It's basically dry cleaning.
We've all been there. But can I borrow this guitar?
Yeah, yeah. Can I have that? They ruined that guitar. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was kind of upset with the kid that found the money.
Did they find the money?
Because he dove in. Because he saw the money. He's like, oh, dive in.
Oh, yeah. And then he just...
The money, then he left to get sucked into the pool thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Nobody found that in a filter.
Yeah, it's like, found it.
If it was wet, it would have got shredded.
Jose, the pool guy, found it. And he fucking brought his parents up from Mexico to, move in. You know,
he bought himself a custom motor.
Then they took the rest of that money and opened up Roberto's.
Roberto's is fucking awesome.
Oh, they're great. California burrito. Let's go.
Yeah, dude. So, breakfast burritos from Roberto's. Perfect drunk.
Thank you, Elvis. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's all
drunk
because
food.
Elvis dropped that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
That's fucking not right. God damn it.
That's a great story. El Pastor. Carne asada?
Never been a carne asada guy.
Oh, man.
Anyway, because I'm a douchebag and I like picking movies apart, I was watching this movie and I was trying to poke holes in it.
Oh,
you were texting.
Yeah, I did that once.
You're going to the helicopter?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna fix you right now.
Okay, I did this once, and I texted the group chat, and I was like, how the fuck is this broke-ass mechanic who can't do, he has no money.
They just gave him a helicopter.
Hold on, I'm getting there. Has to work at a resort, which he just got the job, and be a waiter so that he can pay for his bills and save money to buy this engine. He's going through this troubled time where he's like dead and broke, he lost all his money. But he could take this woman out on like multiple awesome dates. He goes and he gets a helicopter and then knows how to fly it.
Yep.
And I'm like poking home. I'm like, oh, this doesn't make any freaking sense.
And then
there's a line of dialogue like 2 seconds later. Oh, yeah. You know, my buddy over here from the Air Force days, he let me borrow this helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, God damn it.
Say, he knows people.
He knows.
It's quintessential Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You have. If you're going to thrive in this town that we all live in.
You have to know someone.
You have to know
Several someone.
Yeah,
you have to know people to get a job.
Have you ever taken one of those helicopter rides, though?
The Maverick ones?
Yeah. They're way expensive. They're like, yeah, $500.
Yeah.
Like
3 minutes. Went once because I know someone.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
Yeah.
A girl I worked with, her husband was a pilot. And I went, obviously they don't let you drive the helicopter,
right?
But yeah, she was like, yeah, he just started with this company and he has to do a bunch of like practice runs.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So I went, it was like half the price.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, I got a little secret I need to tell you guys.
Okay. You know, are you a pilot?
So you guys all know I worked in the surveillance world in the casinos. I'm a terrible surveillance person. I'm a pit boss. That's what my trade is. I'm a terrible surveillance person.
Okay. I'm listening.
All four casinos I've worked at in surveillance since I've been here 13 years ago were because I knew the boss.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them.
Oh, yeah.
I was juiced in to every single job that I've had in this town.
Yeah.
And that's just how you do it. It's just how it works.
It's Vegas.
You know, so... I mean,
every job I have is like, because of people I know.
I've gotten tickets to concerts because I know some dude. Uh-huh. Or Jude knows somebody.
I went to a Mets game somebody, because I know people.
Or I know somebody who's got a fucking seats at a football table.
Yeah.
At Allegiant. You know, it's just, it's how the city works.
Absolutely. I was working.
It's who you know.
I was working security at an ultra rich high rise resort place.
Because you knew somebody.
No, I got that job on merit.
That doesn't happen. What are you talking about?
But here's the thing. I spent like maybe a year at that job and then I got my next actual job.
Yeah.
Because the woman that I was working security for was like, hey, you're a smart guy. Do you want a job? And I'm like, fuck yeah, get me out of here.
I'm going to tie this part of the conversation into the movie.
Yeah, go for it.
So you know how Anne Margaret is the pool girl?
Right.
Gives a swimming lesson. Yeah. She's the lifeguard.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Every single pool on the Las Vegas Strip, the lifeguards, and I'm not even joking here, every single one of those lifeguards are the kid of a casino executive.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Just valets and lifeguards are the almost sole area of casino executive children.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Those valets work fucking super hard, though.
Yeah, and that's the great job. You don't, it's like,
people are like, oh, I'm a valet.
They aren't that good anymore because there's not as many valets.
Yeah.
But the lifeguard is still real.
Yeah.
That's a
legal requirement.
These are kids that just, you know, they go, they take their little CPR classes and they sit on the chair, blow their whistle, and they get paid whatever it is to sit around for the summer. And it's a cake job.
Yeah.
Nobody dies in the pools. Very few people.
Well,
you know, so
that party at that one time. I want to go to one of those parties, but I also don't.
What party?
Those pool parties at
like Dre's or something.
Oh,
I can't remember. I can't remember. I just want to go just to kind of like experience
it's just like
it.
Being at a club. No one goes in the pool.
Well, those videos I see of people in the pool all the time, but it's only like waist deep and they're all just in there dancing.
And it's full of urine. It's gross. The pools are disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. No, I bet. I bet. Anyway, this is a weird conversation.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, it's just, you know.
So you think she's hooked up with the casinos?
I don't know.
Because they went on a lot of dates that. Like, he obviously couldn't afford because he couldn't afford anything else.
Okay, but it was 1964, and she grew up in Las Vegas, and her dad built the Hoover Dam. Her dad knows people.
Oh,
of course her dad got her that job.
Yeah, I love how, like, through rose-colored glasses, people look at the Hoover Dam. They're like, I love that sound. they're like, oh, this is one of the modern wonders of the world. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, I'm like, it's just a dam. But I forget.
Some people died building.
I forget how
there's corpses in that cement.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's a Freemason. I mean, do you want to go conspiracy tour?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird shit, symbolism and stuff on the dam. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
the giant statues.
But I tend to forget like when it was built and how much of an effort went into actually getting it done. Like it's a big thing. But to me, in my stupid millennial brain, I'm just like, it's just a freaking dam. It's fine.
I thought it was funny during the movie because they're flying around in a helicopter, looking at all the sights. And then I go, hey, man, those people are down there water skiing. And it's like, oh, hold on a second.
I'll go water skiing.
Now we're
going to
go
then
water skiing.
Then
we're
going
to go.
He just lands the helicopter, gets out in the swimsuit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
oh, that's pretty cool. It's freaking Anne Margaret.
At the end of the night, he's like, I've never had a better day. And she's like, me neither. Well, obviously.
Fucking good day.
Are you going to do this every day?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
It's like, my wife brought this up when we were watching the movie. Was that first, that big long, was that one date or was that like multiple?
That was one date.
Because they did all these things.
Yeah. They went to three different shows.
They went to shows. They flew helicopters. They went water skiing. I think they went to dinner. Yeah. You know, and it's like, that was all one. And then they met her dad.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, almost proposed after one day.
Let's go. Let's keep going. And they went out more.
That was a long day.
That's a hell of a date.
Water skiing would take all day.
That's what happens when people don't have TVs and cell phones, bro. You just go do shit.
It's like, man,
that looks like a good day.
No, that would be great. I would be so tired.
It's like, I'm exhausted.
She's like, where's my Snuggie?
Well, we got to go down to the Golden Steer and get some good steak. Right, that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
I thought it was really funny, like in the beginning of the movie, when they're going from show to show to try to find this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That you could go to that many shows on the Las Vegas Strip in one day.
Sure.
But also all of the shows, because all of the shows in real life, they were all very like risque.
Oh, yeah.
But all of the shows that you see in the movie is just like people's heads going.
Yeah.
Murmur, murmur, murmur.
I
shake that ass.
Yeah. Just women wearing different hats and just shaking their heads, wobbling back and forth.
Did you guys notice that, like, every time they cut to a different scene, Elvis was wearing a new outfit?
Yeah.
And so was she.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Even if they were in the dad's boat, it's like, oh, he's in a suit. Now he's in his tracksuit.
They sold every single one of those outfits to every dude in the 60s.
Yeah.
They were like, this is all for sale. You can have the king's wardrobe.
And you know, I really liked his mechanics overalls.
Yeah.
They were super greasy.
Because he works real hard. But his hair was fucking immaculate.
Man, yeah.
Just immaculate. Yeah. That thing was spray foamed on there.
Uh-huh. Who was the guy that played his sidekick, the grease monkey?
I don't know, but I liked him the most.
Does Matt know? I know he's not talking today, but.
No, Matt doesn't know.
I'll look it up right now. Yeah. You guys keep talking.
So, Matt's on strike.
He's on strike.
He's very sick.
I'm not talking. He's Jamie today.
Yeah.
Pure Jamie.
This is probably his preferred way of
doing it. This is his way of telling us that he's not talking on the show anymore. He's just going to get us used to not talking.
Here's the thing, though. I want to know how much bullshit we can spew out before he can't help but correct us.
But correct. you know, I did find something interesting, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't look it up. But
Nikki Blair was
so. He's been in a lot of stuff, but I feel like he played the same role.
Shorty, right?
Something like
Shorty?
That.
Shorty, yeah. It's Nikki Blair.
I feel like he's like the eternal sidekick kind of dude.
Mm.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I think he feels like a sidekick kind of character, like me on Saturdays, you know. So, it's like I lost my train of thought. Stupid Shady Mile.
Kadish not talking.
Yeah. Helicopter Hoover Dam
sidekick. Grease monkey guy. Immaculate suit. Anyway,
let's talk about the rich guy.
The count? Yes.
So is this guy that's like, he's like super rich. He's like Elon Musk, travels the world and races cars. Well,
wasn't he a racer? So he's like a world champion racer. God, I can't drink. Okay. He's like a world tramp.
He's a world tramp.
He's a world champion race car driver.
Yes.
So I think that's where he gets
money. What was he driving? Like a Ferrari or something?
Probably a Ferrari. He was Italian. Probably a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I didn't mind him. I I'm kind of on my wife's side. I was like, yeah, the king is cool and all, but he's acting like a doofus. And
yeah,
this guy's got his shit together.
Do you hook up for money or do you hook up for love?
Is it love or is it just like, hey, baby, I love my baby. He's standing outside her dressing room just like singing to her.
She loves me.
Like, come on, baby. I'm still
show me your tits.
That would have ruined this movie.
Tits?
Yeah.
From you.
It's weird. It's like there's I like the things I like about these kind of movies is the
purity.
It's the subversive dirtiness.
You know what, McCown? No.
Because there's a lot.
It's a lot of dirtiness.
There's a lot of subversive dirtiness in this movie.
It's very sexual.
And what's really funny is I'm watching my wife and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Who's the same age, I think, as Anne Margaret. Just get all into this movie. It's really fun, dude.
It's a fun movie.
It's like I'm sitting there and I'm laughing and I'm looking at my wife and my mother-in-law. I'm like, they know. They know this movie is dirty as hell.
And now that
you pointed out the whole bottle.
Jizzed all over that dude.
I'm like, oh my God, it's filthy. Yeah. It's absolutely filthy.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, the whole courting part of this movie is just dirty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, And I'm trying to, I can't get over the suggestiveness and the dirtiness of how they danced.
Well, why don't you treat me wrong? Come and love your daddy all night long.
And it's very, very tribal. How they, you know, they're shaking their ass.
Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me.
Jiggling their tits.
Hey, my baby loves me.
They're fucking moving their head, you know. It's pretty crazy.
So the choreographer for this movie was actually Anne Margaret's dance teacher.
Whoa,
and this was the first movie that he had ever choreographed.
Wow.
I mean, I haven't watched the movie in a long time where I just immediately fell in love with somebody who's 82 years old right now. She's gorgeous.
She's smoking hot.
Jude showed me pictures of her in her prime. And I think she's beautiful when she's in her 50s,
honestly,
in her 60s.
Even yeah.
I mean,
even now she looks dope.
She's very much like she's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Sophia Loren style type.
Yes.
It's like oh my God, it's just like a timeless hotness. It's like if I was 80 years old, I would be all over Anne Margaret. You know, if I was 30 years older, she would just be like the chick I'd had on my wall.
Dude, she was smoking.
You'd try that chick can move.
You know, it's just there's. I have a deep respect for that generation, and I love it. I don't know what else to say.
There's nothing much else to say. I just like making fun of how crazy everything was how sexual it all
Let's
was.
Let's talk about the actual race.
Oh my God. Death Race Las
Death
Vegas?
Death Race Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Go for it. You look very excited. Go for it. Yeah. Take it away.
People died. I mean, if you guys, whoever edits this, if you don't like insert some fucking scenes from Death Race 2000 of David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone going like every time somebody dies in this movie, I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm gonna be mad because this was a death race. Okay, this thing went all over the town.
Yeah,
all over. They went. They went from fucking Hoover Dam to Mount Charleston to freaking...
There's like an announcer through the whole thing and you're like, where is that broadcast?
This is what F1 wish they were, right?
Yeah. The freaking psychic dudes flying everybody can fly a helicopter.
They're all ex-military. They're all ex-military. Yeah. These are World War II badass motherfuckers.
It's like, I've driven these same roads. Mm-hmm. I know so there's a scene, every time, during the race, every time they could do a different scene, there's a car spinning out in a corner or something, right? But there's two scenes in particular where I swear to God somebody had to die.
Like the very beginning when they have to run to their car.
Right. But there's the one scene where the guy just like drives off the road. And you see his little head flopping around in the overhead, in the open air cockpit.
Yeah.
That I'm like, it's like that. I don't think that was a dummy. I don't think that was a
thing. Well, they had actual stunt people.
Right. But the count died.
Yeah.
The count died. He's driving down the road. We've all gone up to the snow, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Up to the ski resort.
Yeah.
There's that long straight road that goes
Lee Canyon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going down, 100 miles per hour, and the count spins out, flips, and then he stops in the middle of the road.
Manhole cover.
He stops in the middle of the road, and then the car behind him just boom, smashes right in. Nobody lives from that.
Yeah.
Right? And then the movie ends, and they get married.
Elvis doesn't even
He doesn't give a shit.
Oh,
he
just, no, nothing. He's just
drives
like, gotta win this race.
Just drives
That's
by.
That's the name of the
game. The name of the game, man. What do you want? Yeah.
Too bad for you, Steve.
And then the very next scene is them walking out of the little chapel.
Yeah. And the movie's over.
I love him, my baby.
See, what they should have done is have...
Casual death.
Is the count okay?
No, he's dead. He's dead.
No.
And this was like during peak like nuclear test season world at the time.
You can see that area from Mount Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
There's a spot you go up there, pull off the road, you'd be like, oh, there's where
we drive up there like twice a year just because we get bored. So just drive Mount Charleston. Okay, oh my God. Okay, baby.
Dude,
let's go.
When you get your motorcycle, you and I are gonna
do
that.
Hell yeah, dude. We're gonna
Have they
rebuilt the lodge yet?
I don't think so. But I don't know for sure.
But the thing that's cool about this movie and that race in particular is we can go to all those places.
100%.
It's like, dude, we're going to take a drive up to where the count died.
Okay.
And we're going to put a cross on the road. This is where the crown died, baby.
Just, we're going to take a picture. Put fake Elvis glasses on it. Just sit it there.
How you doing, baby? That's cool. Katie's just laughing. Oh, yeah. And, but, you know, and they must have had the other side of the dam open back then, because you can't drive up. If you go across the dam from the Nevada side, mm-hmm. now the road stops.
Yeah.
But when during the race, they were like coming down that hill and they drove into Nevada. It's like they went across the bridge, which didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
And they came across into the Nevada side. It's so weird. I was like, how did they film this? It's like, are they thinking there's a lot of continuity errors in this movie.
You think?
Oh, there's a whole website devoted to it. There's like 50 of them.
Get out.
Like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's like in this scene, when it starts, Elvis is wearing a pink shirt. And when the movies, when the cut scenes, he's wearing a blue shirt or whatever.
Before I forget, I just want to shout out the combination of Blackjack with a red shirt.
Uh-huh.
God damn, that's a good look.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good look.
I just want to touch on really quickly the fact that there's a sunken swimming pool in Anne Margaret's house that's like their kitchen.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's Vegas.
I couldn't not say it.
Listen, Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
there's people out here that do a lot of weird shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's Vegas. Mm-hmm.
There's
laws that don't exist in this little corner of the world.
We all kind of like hate living here, but at the same time, I kind of love it because it's so freaking weird.
It's weird.
It's a weird town to live in. I've never been in a place where I can like go out to dinner. And like, this is a true story where I can, as a surveillance guy, I can go to a restaurant and I can see somebody like, I literally backed off from being a blackjack card counter sitting at the table next to me. He has no idea who I am.
Right.
But I'm like, I backed that guy off 3 days ago because he's a fucking card counter. Right. And then at this table over here, some porn star.
Yeah.
That I jerked off to 4 days ago. you know, it's just a
TMI, bro.
True story. It's wild.
You imagine tap on the shoulder. Hey, baby, how you doing? I jerked off to you 2 days ago.
It's the weirdest town. It's the weirdest town.
Was it good for you? I mean,
people think like cities like L.A.
Also, don't say that to people.
Don't do this.
People think cities like L.A. is weird or Miami.
L.A. is weird.
L.A. is weird.
They're different weird.
Listen, they got nothing on this. There's nothing on this town. It's just Vegas is such another level of weirdness.
LA is just like the locals are weird.
Yeah.
But Vegas, people like come here to get
weirdos from all over the world.
People come here specifically to get weird. People come here to lose their fucking minds.
It's awesome.
And then go home to their normal jobs and families.
Yeah. Vegas is a cool place.
It is really
I wish the crazy. Weather was a little different, but that's all right.
It's like this is the only town that I know of that has had movies made in it where Mudos destroy the entire race or the entire strip, which is cool.
From Godzilla
movies to people, you know, like this movie, you know, it's like there's been hundreds of movies made about this town. You know, we can watch movies like, I'm sorry, the Shady Miles hitting me.
Go to caskers.com, guys.
Not a sponsor. What is the Hangover?
Yeah.
It's like, it's, you know, watching movies like that and they get the streets all wrong. Mm-hmm. The continuity is weird.
Yeah.
I never said that once about this movie.
Well, this movie.
It's like they didn't like jump off the
Caesar's Palace. Because everything was like 50 years old.
And paraglided
into the plaza. Most of that shit was Fremont Street.
Yeah.
That's old Vegas.
Yeah. Right.
This is our new Vegas doesn't look anything like that.
I love the intro to this movie.
Oh, me too.
It's just helicopter shots flying over Fremont Street.
You know what's fun though? Is when I was watching this with my kid and he was still awake, he was watching these scenes where they were doing like flyovers of the city and like, mm-hmm. here's the Stardust.
Your kids have never been down to the street.
He's like, where is that? I'm like, oh, buddy, that's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
He's like, why?
The Flamingo was just like one story.
Yeah. Now it's freaking huge. Yeah.
As your kid been down the strip?
Yeah.
Has he been down to Fremont Street?
It's like maybe.
I mean, because the only reason I ask that is because I know people who have kids.
Yeah.
And the kids are like 13, 14 years old. Mm. And they've never been down the strip that live here. And they've lived here their whole life.
Yeah, he's been down the strip for sure. We've gone to shows and like when we went to the
hockey game.
I took him down there. So he's seen all that stuff. I don't think I've taken him to Fremont Street, but I did point out when they were doing the flyover, the cowboy, who has a name, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, Vic. What's
it? Is it Vic?
Yeah.
Vic, the cowboy from Fremont Vic? Okay, like
It's not Fremont. I know it's Vic, something Vic.
Cowboy Vic or whatever? I can't remember. Anyway, when that guy popped up on the screen, I was like, hey, you, that's still here.
Yeah.
We can go see him. They moved him, though. He's they picked him up
across the street
and they took him over to a different location. But yeah. I'm like, we could go see that guy. But most of the other stuff in the movie,
your kid would be,
doesn't exist anymore.
When you go to Fremont Street with him,
you want
to
go?
I want to go.
Oh, please. I need some backup. Because that place is fucking weird.
He's going to lose his mind.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good street performers, yeah. But there's also a lot of people just walking around naked.
A lot of weird shit happens on Fremont Street right now.
Yeah.
It's a madhouse.
I wonder if they could remake this movie. They could.
With who?
I don't know.
Who would be the placeholder for the king?
Oh,
Channing Tatum.
Shut the fuck up. The one time you decide to talk and you spout that kind of
Channing
nonsense.
Channing Tatum.
It's an action reimagining. Harry Styles.
This is one of those movies that I hope they never touch.
It's an action reimagining. Because,
yeah.
Viva Las Vegas with Channing Tatum.
This was a first watch movie. Time
Same
for
here.
I'm pretty sure I'd never seen this movie before.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the shit out of this movie.
I'm so glad.
And you know why? One of the reasons why? It's because it's only 85 minutes long.
Yeah. And honestly, there's 10 different musical numbers in this movie.
They're all good.
I fast forward towards the end. I was just like, all right, that's enough song you for me.
I listen to all of them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like musicals.
So she picks a musical.
I recommended this movie, but it's an iconic movie.
Okay.
And I wanted us to watch it. And it's set in Las Vegas. And I just thought it would be really fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But I don't personally like musicals. And by 2/3 of the way in, I was like, I'm gonna fast forward this song.
How dare you?
Should we do? I know how we want to take the members content to one of the shows to like be in Vegas centric. Should we do like movie reviews that are only based in Las Vegas?
How many Vegas movies are there?
Oh, there's a lot.
Are there?
I'm pretty sure there's a lot. And everything from like
Scorsese movies.
You know, we could even watch something like Blade Runner 2049 or whatever. Because that's where they go to Vegas. That's where they find Harrison Ford.
No shit.
Yeah, he's like living on top of Caesars after it's been abandoned or something like that.
Spoiler.
I didn't know that. I've seen that movie, but I don't remember them going to Vegas.
The Hangover, that movie.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Godzilla. You know, there's all kinds of shit. That's
a cameo. What's that? Yeah.
Con Air.
Well, we were doing Con Air. But
Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of Vegas movies.
All the Rat Pack stuff. Rat Packs did movies out here too,
right?
Oh, yeah. You know who loves the Rat Pack?
Maybe next year for Retro Rewatch, we should just do a Vegas-centric Retro Rewatch.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But you know who loves Rat Pack and like old school Las Vegas?
Who's that?
Is it Nicolas Cage?
It's Corda Conradi.
I love that guy.
He's like, hey, do you guys have any like Rat Pack
style
stuff?
We have tons of stuff, but you know, this kind of.
Yeah. No, he's legit asked me. He's like, hey, where's the best like Rat Pack style stuff that you can do in Vegas? I'm like, there's a couple of museums.
Oh my gosh, you should take him to Sinatra's.
Yeah, I showed him that on the website. I was like, you could go here. And he's like, seems a little gimmicky. I'm like, it kind of is. It's a little gimmicky.
Mob Museum.
Mob Museum would be cool.
You know, and you know what's funny? These are things I haven't done.
I haven't done the Mob Museum.
I've never gone through the museum, but I've gone to the speakeasy.
I am the local who works in this business.
Yeah.
Who has not done any of the tourist stuff.
You know what else
because
is really cool?
Because I literally have friends who come here.
Yeah.
Every couple of years, and they've all done more stuff in Las Vegas. I've never been to the Pinball Museum.
I haven't been there either.
I drive by it every day.
The Neon Museum is really fun.
That's cool shit.
I've never been to the Mob Museum.
We need to start bucket listing this shit.
We got to start doing this stuff.
Go.
We got to start.
All right. We've come to a realization that we live in Vegas and we don't actually do anything Vegas-y.
Right.
So we're going to change that.
I've been to Hoover Dam like a dozen times. I don't care if I ever go back.
Do you go to
FLM's around Christmas?
I have. I've done that.
It's
just like, it's
stay tuned because we're going to start doing some Vegas stuff around here.
Vegas.
Also, go check out our other video where we reviewed Con Air and we bitch about how ridiculous the city map is.
It's all wrong.
We've watched a lot of movies that we've talked about this, but anything from Mars Attack or not Mars Attacks, but Big Red. Angry Red Planet.
Yeah.
To Planet of the Apes. To this movie. We could just do a salty nerd movie tour.
Yeah, they're all shooting locations
like,
around here.
Here's the sand dune that they climbed up when Nova and Charlton Heston did this thing.
Didn't Lucas film part of Tatooine out in Joshua Tree or something like that?
That was in Tunisia or something like that.
No, not the dunes, but like the place where R2 was at.
I don't know.
When he was going through the little canyon. I think it's California.
Could be.
Anyway.
But there's enough stuff within like an hour's drive of here.
Easily.
Where we could make a year's worth of content.
Dude, all the old Westerns? Are you fucking kidding me? Dude. All of those old Westerns? We can get that shot.
What's the movie with
Yep. All right, guys. Yeah, thanks so much.
God damn.
Go to casters.com. Get yourself some Shady Miles.
Honestly, cheers. Their vodka is amazing. This is really good vodka.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Casters.com.
It makes you not be able to think, which is most of the reason why
I drink. It goes down really fast, which is dangerous.
That's because I'm old and fat. So...
All right, folks, we're going to wrap this up.
We got scores? Are we going to grade? I don't know if I can grade.
I don't know if I can grade this. I'm kind of with like Seven Samurai on this. I'm like, yeah, it's not my pace. I don't like musicals, but God, I had a lot of fun.
Dude, it's iconic.
It's iconic.
Yeah. Viva Las Vegas. Yeah,
I'm just going to throw a. This means nothing.
And approved?
Approved.
Approved.
Yes.
Rated approved.
Recommended. Recommended. Salty Nerd recommended.
Rated R.
Rated R for recommended. Perfect. Thank you, Matt. What's your rating?
Recommended.
Cool.
I love this movie. This is I could go home and watch this movie again right now. I just had a great time.
Yeah.
I want to go home and like I want to get naked and I want to hang out with Anne Margaret. That's what I want to do.
Same.
She's so hot.
She's so beautiful. I can't argue with the guy.
Yeah. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is a smoke show.
It's like these outfits, they leave nothing to the imagination.
I bet she could still do those dances too.
100%. I bet she too. Just shaking it. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm going to try those moves at the club.
I'm going to start rocking an orange red sweater with just like tights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ashley watches with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did she dance?
No, she didn't dance. She could. She used to be a dancer in school. She did dance class and she was in plays and stuff like that. So she probably could do those moves.
Anne Margaret wear a lot of tights.
I mean, y'all saw her on the dance floor. That was not me doing those things.
Oh, no. You were a happy boy that day.
I was 1,000% her doing those dances.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like.
Her and Charles were best in the group.
Can't argue with that. That dude is 7 feet tall and muscular. I'm like, well, you want to dance with my lady? That's fine. Let me watch you.
So I know, Kadish, give it a score. Give me, say something.
Approved.
All right. Nice to see you, buddy.
Jude, how are you, man?
Oh.
Man, girl, woman.
Buddy? I'm not your buddy, pal.
Let her finish. Let her finish.
I want her to wait until I'm done with this one.
You think it's going to change her score?
Of course you do.
No, I don't. But I found it hilarious.
Pipe down, woman.
We didn't talk about this.
Go make us a sandwich.
Anne Margaret has a solo song in this
movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But during the show, song, she's talking about how much men suck. And she's making fucking sandwiches.
He's with my rival. Yes, he's with my rival constantly.
While she's singing the song. It is so perfect.
Oh, Anne Margaret's so contrary through the whole movie.
I'm making sandwiches for my man while I'm singing a song about how much men are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, go make me a sandwich, lady. It's like, okay. Oh, man, suck.
I do the peanut same butter. Thing with it's you like, guys.
It was so funny to me.
I just, she's making that casserole, she's like, fucking Vader, fucking hate that asshole.
There's no goddamn shrimp in this casserole.
I just thought it was funny. That she's making, I don't know what, like, they were like peanut butter and barbecue sauce or something gross. I don't know what the hell those were.
And all through the week, my competition gets.
But it was weird. But it was just funny to me that she's making toasted peanut butter barbecue sauce sandwiches. So while she's singing the song.
I love it when she's crawling around on the mechanic floor just trying to plug in a coffee pot.
Yeah, it's like
she brings like
give me the wrench,
like
baby.
An entire car, like trunk load full of food to nourish her father.
Please. This junk happens to be nourishment for my father.
And her father was the uncle from my three sons or something like that.
Oh, really?
Isn't that right?
You're so old.
I am.
All right, Jude, what's your score?
I'm sorry.
I agree with you guys. I rated approved. I think it's a must watch. If you like classic movies, this should be on your must watch list.
Sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Agreed.
Yep. All right, folks. Thank you so much for watching us talk about Viva Las Vegas. Look, you can't say that title without singing.
Viva Las Vegas.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Or if you can say... Viva Las Vegas. You gotta do it like an Elvis.
Like a king.
And you gotta put a baby on the end. Yeah. Viva Las Vegas, baby.
You know, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Don't call me baby. Okay, baby.
I know karate.
Look out. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna chop your neck in half, all right?
Something special about Elvis. I love Elvis.
You almost spit out your drink.
You did it so well.
Almost came out of my nostrils.
Man. Look out, man. All right. I ain't joking around, all right? I'm a king. Better watch out.
Karate Chop.
Why am I good at that?
That's so funny.
You gotta get Kate is giggling.
The one thing you don't have your little, you gotta get your little curl going.
I cut my hair. I should have planned better. I should have let it grow out so I could have done the whole thing. Because I do. I mean, I could legit have like a freaking Elvis helmet hair.
Grow some sideburns.
I can't grow. No. That's. I have to get the paint on ones or something. But,
we had those Elvis glasses in the photo booth at the wedding.
I saw.
That's what we should have. We also should have had Elvis glasses.
Yeah.
All right, I have Elvis glasses and I didn't think to bring them.
What the hell? What's wrong with us? Oh my God. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching the video. We are. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will see you next week. Are we doing more retro rewatch? Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
We're going into
the December slump.
The December slump.
The December slumber.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's going to be some off weird.
Bunch of silent nights in December. Yeah.
That's usually just the week, right?
Yeah, it's like a week or two that we kind of take off in December during Christmas. It's just too much.
Nobody's listening anyway at that time.
It's fine. You guys should be hanging out with your family.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this show. Really appreciate it. I had a great time talking about this.
This is a fun movie.
This is a fun movie. Like way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Jude picked good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah. We're going to sign out now. Stay salty and look out, man.
Hail to the king, baby.